Well, let's check in with the stud himself. Follow him on Twitter at Asiata54. He's going to be on the sideline for BYU in Utah. He's former Ute and current Miami Dolphin, Isaac Asiata. Isaac, how are you, man? Welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Man, the sideline at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, are you prepared to have courteous and non-profane insults thrown your way?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm from down here, so it's going to be great to, you know, rub it in a lot of people's faces that I grew up with. It's going to be great.
You obviously seeked higher ground, Isaac. The game between the Dolphins and Tampa canceled, so you've come back home to Utah. How is the state of Florida handling the storm, I guess? Is not to change the conversation 90 degrees or anything, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty scary, event that's going on with Hurricane Irma. And, luckily, and me and Angel are blessed and fortunate that we were able to, get out of, South Florida and fly home. And, we were lucky to be prepared, and, we're thinking and still praying about everybody else who's still there. But, it's pretty chaotic, and they're just trying to get as many people as they can out right now, and the people who stay, I'll pray for them and hope the best for them. But yeah, it's really scary, man. That hurricane is some vicious.
Category 5, yeah, it's not good news. Back to this weekend's game. Talk to us about the matchup in the trenches and what you saw. Were you able to catch any of LSU BYU by any chance?
Yeah, I mean, I could give you a biased opinion, and I could give you an unbiased opinion, but BYU, it's not that they don't have talent. Like, as an unbiased opinion, not standing from, looking as a Utah guy looking at it, BYU has some players, man. They have some guys who can play, and I feel like Utah has more guys to play. And that game against LSU and not getting past the 50-yard line, man, that's pretty. That's not good. So, we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Kyle Whittingham said he thought some of his guys on the offensive line for Utah against North Dakota were just a little too antsy, and they weren't as aggressive as they needed to be, maybe a little too cautious, and then they found a little more comfort as the game went on. What did you see from some of those young Utah offensive linemen against North Dakota?
I mean, I saw the same thing that happens to any young and guys who are inexperienced, guys who haven't got a lot of time under their belt. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter if it's, a high school team or something. You know what I mean? When the first time you start, the first time you step on the field and you are in that stadium and the stadium's rocking and it's all over TV and you've never had an in-game snap like that before, where if you mess up and everything else can mess up, it's a lot of nerves. It's a lot of, jitters. It's a lot of different things. Guys thinking about the plays, what their assignments are. A lot of things going on. And I think both of you guys understand what that's like, and your mind is racing a million miles an hour. And once you, kind of get that first hit or that first series out of the way, things kind of settle down, and then the game will come to you, and then you're fine. And I've talked to Coach Harding about the old line and how they played, and from him he wants perfection. That's his deal, and I think it's great, and I think he's going to get it out of them sooner or later, especially even with young guys. So, I expect them to be better, what Coach Whittingham wanted, and to perform even better tomorrow night. So.
You were obviously on the team, Isaac, last season when Tyler Huntley was playing the backup quarterback role. He's obviously Utah's starting quarterback after beating out captain and returning senior Troy Williams. He's going on the road, albeit 45 minutes down the road, but he's going to experience his first start away from home, away from Rice-Eccles Stadium. How do you anticipate Tyler Huntley handling himself Saturday night?
Well, I was up there at the facility today, and I talked to him, and I think the last time I was on the show, I told you guys that I talked to him way back in May. But it's weird, and it's also pretty cool to see Tyler today. And the confidence and the difference that is I could see in him compared to back in May when he was, he was looking forward to competing to a job, to now he has the job, and now he has the confidence and the swagger that you want your starting quarterback to have. And, you know, the first thing he told me today is that he, you know, you got to get ready to go down and handle business down in Pro Bowl. So, you know, for him, I know Tyler, you know, he'll be composed, and it's going to be hectic, and, you know, adversity always hits, but the great ones are able to handle, and I think it's going to be a good test for him, and it'll be fun to watch.
Isaac Asiata on with us on ESPN 700 here, getting you guys set for Rivalry Week. It looked like Utah's D-line was rotating a lot of bodies against North Dakota. Did you see the same thing? And then what did you make of Utah's D-line in Game 1?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this isn't me saying anything about North Dakota State, but, you know, they're playing North Dakota State, so they want to see the guys who can play in a game situation, you know what I mean? And rotate the guys around, get the guys some reps, and see how they perform. You know, it's my guess and what I thought was going on when, you know, they're rotating guys through, and, you know, also to keep other guys healthy. But I think the D-line is great. I think the D-line at the University of Utah will always be solid, always be a fierce and, you know, something to reckon with. So I think they're going to be just fine.
A lot of conversation this week about athleticism between the two teams, Isaac, and University of Utah and the addition into the Pac-12 however many years ago now obviously helped them on the recruiting trail and ultimately gave them this speed line to more athletic recruits. BYU, on the other hand, going the more independent route, if you will, and some folk out there have made comments assessing the situation, basically stating that Utah's a far more athletic team. Would you agree with that? And if so, how would you, if you were Kalani Sitake, go about recruiting guys? Would you go the JC route?
Well, I mean, I think because Utah went to the Pac-12, it opened up doors to the type of recruits that you can't get. I mean, back then in the Mountain West, and now, I mean, with BYU being independent, I mean, it's a whole different audience, a whole different people. People want to play in the Pac-12. People don't want to play in an independent school unless it's Notre Dame. You know what I mean? And, you know, nobody, I can tell you right now, in high school, nobody was ever like, man, I want to go to college and not win a conference championship or not. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know, just along those lines. So Utah being in the Pac-12 is a huge leg up recruiting-wise, just because everybody wants to play in these Power 5 conferences. And so, you know, like I said, it opens up the doors to better recruits and better talent. I mean, with Kalani, I think Kalani's a great coach, and everybody knows who knows Kalani, not from a rivalry standpoint, but just from being, you know, Kalani, the guy that I know, you know, outside of football. You know, he's a great coach, and I mean, I would want to play for him. I did play for him, you know, under him and at Utah. He's the kind of guy that you would want to go to war for, and you know, so there's always that selling point, but. As far as that goes, I don't know, man. I mean, I just feel like because we're in the Pac-12, we have access to better athletes.
What would a seventh win in a row in the rivalry do for, I guess, Utah's confidence level? I mean, are you worried that if the streak gets so long, will Utah players just not realize the importance of what this rivalry game used to mean?
I mean, first of all, I mean, I think we could be on game, like, it could be like if we win tomorrow, that's like 20 straight, and it'll always be the same. It'll always be Utah is, you know, we'll have the whole year long where Utah's better than BYU, and then the closer we get to playing BYU again, all of a sudden BYU is the greatest thing that's ever happened. You know, so, I don't think anything will change from that aspect, but, you know, I don't ever see this rivalry game not being anything less than it is. You know what I mean? It's not an importance from a championship standpoint, from conference play and national ranking-wise. I mean, that's a whole different story, but this is the game for the state of Utah. You know what I mean? And it'll always be an important game in my eyes as long as Utah and BYU play. It'll never lose its importance whether we're, you know, we've won seven in a row or 700 in a row. You know, it'll always be important. You know, just, you know, it all is the same. That's all I think.
Kalani Sitake on Monday, Isaac, talked about changes. And changes are going to occur entering the Utah game, especially on the offensive side of the ball. How many adjustments can be made within a week, do you think?
It just depends on the guys you have. I mean, if we were able to at Utah, because our offense was such a vetted group. When I was there, we had so many seniors that, you know, the coaches could throw something at us and we'd be able to work at it that week in practice and have two or three practices. And then by the time the game came, you know, we had made the changes that we needed to or the adjustments that we needed to. So because we had the players who could, you know, understand, like, it's similar to what we're running now or whatever, or and then be able to flip it and switch it and run it, if that makes sense. And so, you know, if you're talking about changes, it just depends on the guys you have in the building. And if they'll, you know, player-wise, coaching-wise, if they're able to, you know, change it on a dime and be able to have a quick turnaround like that, if that makes sense. So a lot, you can get a lot changed if you have the people that can do it. I mean, but if you can't, I mean, if you don't, then I don't think a week is enough time.
Isaac, what's the biggest key for Utah to take advantage of BYU, in your opinion, Saturday night?
I think it's to play four quarters of football and to understand that, you know, and not get too overly confident. I think when we played Utah in the Vegas Bowl, I won't lie, I thought it was a wrap too. When we went up 30-0, you know, then BYU started coming back. For me, I think Utah just needs to play Utah football and play four-quarter football. And, you know, if they do that and then take care of business, we're going to get that seventh in a row tomorrow.
How would you defend Matt Bushman, Isaac? He's really been the only threat offensively for the Cougars. Tainan Mangum has linked with his tight end. He's only a freshman, albeit, but how would you defend if you were Morgan Scully? How do you envision the Utah defense going after Matt Bushman shutting him down?
Well, you said he's a tight end?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we have a secondary and the linebacker core that can cover him. I mean, once you take out their main threat, like, and it's obvious that there's not much else you can do. I mean, I've never really thought of it defensively-wise, you know, but, you know, the great defensive mind that Scully has and his staff on the defense side and with Coach Witt as well, they're going to find a way to take BYU's playmakers out of the game. So, you know, make them a non-factor. So it'll be interesting to see tomorrow night, and I'm excited to watch them, you know, in person.
Well, so you're going to be wearing any face paint for the game?
No face paint for the game. Not tomorrow.
You going to get to talk to the team at all, you think, or maybe get involved in any of the pregame stuff?
No, I mean, I'm just going to try to stay in the background, and you know, my time at Utah has passed, man. And that's, they have their captains now. I mean, for me, it'll, you know, if anything, it'd probably just be to talk one on one to the old line, and that's about it. I mean, I'm just excited to watch a Utah football game for the first time in, you know, so many years instead of playing in it. It'll be weird. It'll be different, but I'm, you know, it's exciting at the same time. So.
And then you got a final prediction for us, Isaac?
Sure. I mean, unbiased and biased, Utah's going to win tomorrow night. By how much? I'm not sure. I feel like these rivalry games are always by a super slim margin. I mean, just because I feel like everybody sells out for this game, and it's always good football. But you know, I feel like if our offense, because of how many weapons that Utah has on offense, I think they're going to light that score button, man. I think we're going to probably go up 30 plus. But, you know, who knows, man. But for sure tomorrow night, we're going to get our seventh win. It's going to be great. I'm excited. And especially it's going to be down here in Provo. So.
Well, Isaac, we appreciate you jumping on with us. You guys can follow him on Twitter at Asiata54. Check for him on the sidelines of the game Saturday night. Isaac, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
See you, big boy.
The big fella himself, the mean one, the nasty man, Isaac Asiata, one of the best pulling guards you're ever going to see, getting to pull around the edge and knocking fools down for a few years straight at Utah. And then you even saw last week in game one, more pulling guards with Leke Uwatafe and Jordan Ungasiva. If you're ever hit by a pulling guard and you get injured, well, you can become as good as new with the sports medicine experts at Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. Visit them online, uvsportsmed.org today. That's Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. If Isaac Asiata hits you and you don't need to go to the doctor, I mean, you're basically going to make an NFL team just for that.